I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. They say you are what you repeatedly do, and you are repeatedly tuning in to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected by this point, you can't find it. You're looking for it, you're calling it, you're checking the Uber app, you have no idea of its current location or its ETA, but you keep doing what you need to do. We put all of that together, and we're going to give you a bonus of some personal initiative. The energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of that together, all of it together in one pot. Out comes the mindset in the podcast that we all know as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You're an excellent person because you are tuned into this show. Congratulations on being here. Today's topic is a topic that I thought of when I was actually recording a video that's going to be on YouTube. It may be on YouTube by the time you see this, maybe not, but I was recording this video and I was talking about a specific situation. I was making this video for athletes who asked me questions about coaches, some situation with a coach. You'd be surprised, if any of you out there are coaches, you'd be surprised at how many athletes blame their coaches for their situation. I'm thinking of coaches. Shout out to Coach Lisa up in Philadelphia at the Parkwood, I think it's Parkwood Recreation Softball Team. So shout out to Coach Lisa. Hopefully she's listening. She tells me she listens to every episode. So if she's listening, she should send me a message today when she hears this. But a lot of athletes complain about coaches. And I was making this video for athletes who complain about their coach, and I told them the exact steps that they need to follow if they're dealing with a coach who's not really doing what the player wants the coach to do, which is just funny by itself, right? That an athlete is complaining that the coach is not doing what the player wants them to do. And I actually talked about this on episode number one of the Work On Your Game podcast. Yes, the very first episode of this show, April 9th, 2016, was titled Athletes, How to Deal with Playing Time Issues. But this episode, I'm touching it from a different angle. I'm going to say some things that I may have said in episode one. If you listened to episode one, if you weren't around to episode one and you haven't gone back to the archive and listened to all of them at DreAllDay.com/podcast, then you're going to hear this is all going to be brand new stuff to you. And everything that I'm saying here, I'm sure there'll be another episode in the future of this podcast that I'm going to talk about it again. But today's topic, I'm going to give you the actual title of today's podcast episode. And if you follow me on Instagram, my Instagram story, that is, or my Snapchat, you probably heard me say this a few weeks ago, the day that I was recording it. Here's the topic: shut the hell up and keep working. The reason I titled it Shut the Hell Up and Keep Working is because that's a new catchphrase, okay? That's a new Dre All Day catchphrase. I don't know if it's going to be worth it to trademark it yet. I'm mulling over that. I may have already trademarked it by the time you listen to this. But we already got Dre All Day, right? Dre All Day is a catchphrase. We already got Work On Your Game. We got W-O-Y-F-G. That's still Work On Your Game, but I put the F in there for emphasis, as I like to say. When anybody asks me what does that stand for, I say, well, work, W-O-Y-G is Work On Your Game. And I put the F for emphasis, and that kind of means it's kind of a double entendre, because you know the word emphasis is with a PH. You know how the PH sounds like an F, so it's for emphasis. And now I had to explain it, then it's not that clever. But anyway, now we got S-T-H-U-A-K-W. Let me say that again. S-T-H-U-A-K-W. That stands for shut the hell up and keep working. Why am I talking about this? Let's go right into the point, so I don't step on anything that I'm going to say here. Number one, the reason why I'm talking about this today, because this option, shut the hell up and keep working, this is the number one option that you have. Whether you can be an athlete, you can be an employee working at a company and you have a boss. I mean, we all have some person who has some position of authority over us at some point in our lives, whether that's a parent, whether it's a boss or a supervisor. If you are a CEO of a company, you got your shareholders, you got the board. If you are an athlete, of course, you have your coach. So anyone who is in any part of your life, you have a person who has a position of authority over you. They can tell you what to do, or they can make decisions that don't necessarily have to please you, but you still have to go along with them if you're going to stay part of that organization. This applies to everyone who's in that group. Okay, so yes, I'm using the canvas of athletics for this, but even if you don't play sports, I really want you to understand this. And even if you don't play sports, if you love sports, you'll still understand this point. And every athlete, if you're an athlete, you definitely need to hear this. If you're a parent listening to this, you have an athlete child, make sure you pass this over to them. I don't care. It could be your niece or nephew who you haven't talked to in 2 years. Tell them, hey, I thought of you because this guy Dre All Day told me to pass this episode over to you. So that gives you a reason to open up that window of conversation. If you are a coach or a parent, coach or a teacher, if you're a parent, definitely had to see a kid. I said that already. But if you're a coach or a trainer or a teacher, have your athletes or even your students listen to this. If you're a teacher, you can have your students listen to this. I don't know if you'll be allowed to play this one in your classroom. I don't know. Maybe the administrator might be kind of antsy because it's Dre All Day and it has the E for explicit language on it. I'm not going to use any explicit language in this episode. At least I don't think I will. I'm going to make a mental note to not use explicit language in this just so you can play this in your class. Now, students, if y'all listen to this in class, I do use explicit language on other episodes. And I know y'all use it anyway when your teachers and parents ain't around. So just subscribe to the Work On Your Game podcast is what you need to understand. This is the number one option. This is point number one here. S-T-H-U-A-K-W. Now shut the hell up and keep working. It's the number one option when you're not getting the results you want despite your best efforts. See, this is for anybody, okay? So those of you who don't even have a boss, you don't want a boss, maybe you're just out in the world vagabonding and you're not really connected to any human being directly, this applies to you too, okay? So all you entrepreneurs out there, all you athletes playing in solo sports, a sport that's just you by yourself, like tennis or swimming or something like that, and everybody else, when you're giving your best effort, at least what you think is your best effort, because if you're not getting the results you want, it's not your best effort, by the way. But if you're not getting what you want and you think you're doing everything you're supposed to do, you feel like you're doing everything right, you feel like you are following protocol properly, but you're still not getting the results you want, your number one option, this is the first thing you do when you get to that point. The first thing you do when you look in the mirror or you're in the middle of your workday, it's 2 p.m. and you're starting to crash and you know you got 3-4 more hours of work that you got to do or whatever the situation, and you're like, man, I'm doing all these things, I feel like I'm doing everything right, and I'm still not getting the result. Maybe you're just having a life crisis. It could be an early life crisis, a midlife crisis, a late life crisis. And you're just looking at yourself and looking at your life and your situation saying, I feel like I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I paid my dues, but I still don't have the kind of results that I want. The number one option that everyone has, this may not solve the entire situation, but this is the first remedy that you go to. It's kind of like if an athlete gets injured, the first thing you may tell the athlete, okay, is put some ice on it. Or you may say, go take a nap, or you may say just sit out the rest of the game or the rest of the practice, or you know, sleep it off and come back to me tomorrow and see how you feel. The first option, the first thing that we're going to do just to see if this works is shut the hell up and keep working. Okay, this is the first thing you do when things aren't working out for you. This is your first option. Now, if this doesn't work, then we got some other options, but this is the first option. And let me tell you that this first option has a 94% success rate. I want to make sure I put that piece of information in there so people don't skip over it. This option is not an easy option. This is definitely not an easy option to give to somebody who's complaining or bitching or whining about their situation. It's hard to tell somebody who's whining about their situation to shut the hell up and keep working. Would you agree? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever had it told to you? You probably didn't take too well to it, but this is the best option. Even though people may not like it, it's still the best option. Any athlete who's not getting enough playing time, any worker, you feel like you're not getting the promotion that you deserve to get. Any salesperson, you get to the end of your day, you made 25 calls and you didn't have not a single progressive conversation. I've had days like that before. I've had days like all of these before. Athlete not playing enough, worker not getting a promotion or not getting the right kind of money. Stick to the discipline. The discipline is what? Working on your game. The discipline is whatever you signed up for. If it's school, the discipline is going to class, taking notes, studying, and passing the test. If it's athlete, it's going to practice, it's listening to the coach, whatever the coach says. If the coach says we're going to practice 3 times in a day, that's the discipline that you signed up for. Whatever the discipline is of the role that you signed up for, you stick to the discipline, even when you're not getting the results that you want. Shut the hell up and keep working. This is the first option. And again, 94 times out of 100, this will solve your problem. All right, what you consider to be a problem will be solved if you just shut the hell up and keep working. Now, you don't need anything else. Now, let's go to option number two. Let's go to, actually, this is not option number two, because I'm not even going to tell you all the options. Number one option will solve, again, most problems. But let me talk, we're going to talk some more about why this is the number one option. That's the way that I'm going to describe that. Point number two. And again, today's topic, do I need to say it again? I like saying it. So today's topic is shut the hell up and keep working. This point, okay, is a mental toughness topic. This is in the mental toughness area. All right, you know what mental toughness is. You should if you listen to this podcast, because I describe it every single episode. It is your ability to remain confident, to remain disciplined, to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has not yet arrived. Even when things are not quite working the way you expected them, you remain confident. That means you still believe that it will work out. You remain disciplined, meaning not only do you believe that it'll work out, but you actually take actions to help it work out. You continue to do those things even though you aren't getting the results. That is the definition of mental toughness. So the question then, when you are given the instruction to shut the hell up and keep working, is not if you're going to shut the hell up and keep working. The question is, how tough are you? Because if you are mentally weak, you're going to look at that and say, no, it's more than that. It's deeper than that. I have been working. I haven't been making any noise. I haven't been doing any complaining. I was just talking to you to see what you would say. I was hoping you would give me some advice or give me some tips or tell me what to do. But you're just telling me to shut up and keep working. Man, I need more help than that. Listen, how mentally tough are you? Are you mentally tough enough to look at it and say, okay, this is clearly not getting me the result I want, but you know what? I'm going to keep working. I'm going to put my head down and keep doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to stick to the disciplines of what I signed up for, and we're going to see where this goes. Now, is there a point? Is there some point? Maybe somebody has this question. Is there some point where you say, okay, just to be quiet and keep working obviously isn't working because I put so much time into this, so much effort in it. Maybe it's time for me to walk away. Maybe it's time for me to go do something else. Maybe it's time for me to really move on. Maybe this really isn't the right place, or I'm not the right person, or it's not the right time. Well, I've covered that. Coincidentally, that's in episode number 2 of the Work On Your Game podcast, which is titled When It's Time to Quit. And you might think, wait a minute, Dre, you talk about mental toughness, confidence, discipline. Now you're talking about quitting. Yes, there is a time to quit. There is a time to quit in life. And if you want to know when it is, go to episode number 2. That's DreAllDay.com/2. DreAllDay.com/2. And you can listen to that episode, When It's Time to Quit. Because there is a time to quit for some of us, and some, actually all of us, in certain areas of our lives. Because usually we don't all just bat 1,000 when it comes to what we choose to do with ourselves, who we choose to spend time with, the activities we choose to get involved in, the type of person that we choose to be. Sometimes we make mistakes and we need to quit on the mistake and go do the right thing, or go correct it, or at least try to find something better than the mistake that we've made. We know we may not get it right on the next move, but we know the move that we made already is not right. When is it time to quit? This episode number 2 of the Work On Your Game podcast. The full archive is at DreAllDay.com/podcast. This question here, mental toughness. How mentally tough are you? Tough does not only mean aggression or yelling at people or not moving out of people's way when they walk past you on the sidewalk is not fist fighting with people. Being mentally tough means showing up every day and doing your job. People who show up every day and do their job, they're tough. Doing what you're supposed to do, even when you have a juicier, more tempting option that is not what you're supposed to do, that's mental toughness. Doing what is right, even when no one would know that you did the opposite of what was right, that is mental toughness. Now, these things that I'm pointing out here, none of us is 100% perfectly mentally tough every single day of the year, every single moment, every single situation that we get in. None of us is perfect, but we can have something to aspire to if nothing else. Okay, so this measure of mental toughness, if you happen to do something, maybe you're doing something right now that's not mentally tough. Okay, you know you want to eat better, but right now you're eating some candy or some junk food or a bag of potato chips or some dessert that you know you're not supposed to be eating because it goes against all the decisions that you made 3 weeks ago to get yourself in better shape. Right now is not the best moment of mental toughness for you. That does not mean it has canceled out everything you did. It doesn't mean you should just go on a downward spiral and just do more of the stuff that's not going to help you in the long run. What it means is you at least know that you got off track, which means you can get back on track. Now, if somebody's off track and they don't even know they're off track, those are the people who are really in trouble. If someone's off track and they're okay with being off track, those are the people who are really in trouble. Now, the person who gets off track and knows when they're off track, they know that they're off track and they know they need to get back on, those are the people who are in good shape. Because listen, no human being is perfect. Nobody's mentally tough 1,000% of the time, all the time. No human being, no one who breathes or bleeds is perfect all the time. But it's us knowing that, okay, I'm doing something that's outside of what I really want to be doing. Let me get back as quickly as possible to where I want to be. That is the mental toughness that we can all aspire to, because none of us is going to have it right all the time, everywhere we go, everything we do. Point number three in today's topic, again, is shut the hell up and keep working. If you really feel, and we put really in all capital letters, if you really feel that you have earned what you have not yet received, you feel like you've earned it, but you haven't yet gotten it, and you feel your situation that you're in, whether that's on your team, at home with your parents, at school with the teacher, at work with your boss, you feel the situation is extremely unfair. You really feel that there's a lot of bias working against you, and there's some forces working against you that have nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with merit. It's not merit based at all. It's just a lot of other things, political things going on that are really holding you back. You really think it's unfair, and there's a really impossible situation. You think that situation is completely impossible. This is what you do. Anyone who's in that situation. Okay, here it is. Go somewhere else and get what you need. Go somewhere else. If you feel like the team that you're on is really impossible because the coach is really, really, really a hater just on you, go get on a different team and get what you need. Whether that's playing time, if that's shot attempts, whatever it is, you want a coach to work with you and make you get better, even though it's not the coach's job. Actually, the coach's job is to win games. If you feel like the coach is not doing what the coach needs to do, your parents not doing what they need to do, your boss, your customers, the people you're in relationships with, if they're not doing what they need to do, you really think it's unfair, it is an unjust situation, it is impossible to turn the situation around, all you need to do is go somewhere else, get a new relationship, go get some new parents, go to a new school, get yourself a new coach, quit your job, go get yourself a new boss, maybe make yourself the boss, whatever it is you want to do, go there and get what you need. Simple as that. That's an easy solution, right? If you really think it's impossible where you are, why are you still there? Go somewhere else. Oh, there's a caveat to that. What if you can't go? What if you can't go get some new parents? What if you can't leave your team because there's no other team around, or since you already are on that team, you can't join another team in the middle of the season? What if you don't want to leave your job because you like the money, or you like your coworkers, or you just don't feel comfortable leaving your job? You want to keep the job, but you just want to vent and bitch about how unfair the situation is. What if you, for whatever reason, can't leave the situation that you're in, but the situation that you're in is real effed up right now? What if you just can't leave? What do you do? Here's what you do if you can't leave. You know it's impossible. You know it's unfair. You really feel that you have earned something that you have not yet received in the situation that you're in. What do you do in that situation? But you can't leave. This is what you do. Shut the hell up and keep working. Period. See, this is a self-perpetuating piece of advice, because as long as you don't complain or moan or whine about the situation that you're in, you won't be giving your mind. And again, complaining can be happening all internally in your mind without you saying anything. You don't have to talk to complain. But you can complain in your mind. We've all done it, right? If any of you ever complained in your mind, you didn't actually speak it, but you were complaining in your mind about a situation, we've all done it. Maybe you do it as a habit from now on. If I ever catch myself complaining in my mind, I catch myself complaining in my mind, and then I replace that thought with something better. I tell, that's, again, a measure of mental toughness. All right, why am I complaining about this? What is that going to do for me? What can I do to put myself in a better situation? What can I do to take control of this situation? What can I do to stop complaining and actually be proactive here? Because complaining is not proactive. Or complaining is reactive, and complaining is also passive. Okay, and we don't, that's not what this podcast is about. You can shut the hell up and keep working. If things aren't working out and you can't go anywhere, eventually things will turn around. If you're doing the right work, you're being the right person, you're bringing a positive attitude to whatever it is that you do, and you're doing what needs to get done, eventually you'll get the outcome that you want. It may not happen in the time that you want it to happen, but it will happen as long as you stick to your disciplines. Let's recap today's topic, which is shut the hell up and keep working. That is the new catchphrase here, work on your game. This is point number one. This is the number one option when you're not getting the results you want, despite all your best efforts. And it has a 94% success rate. So if you're an athlete not getting playing time, a worker not getting recognition from your boss, if you're a salesperson who made a bunch of sales calls and you're not getting the outcomes that you want, all you need to remember is that you must stick to your disciplines. You stick to your disciplines, you'll get the outcome that you want, but you got to shut the hell up and keep working. Nobody wants to hear you complaining. Point number two. This whole topic is a mental toughness issue, okay? Every single day on this podcast, we talk about your ability to remain confident and remain disciplined, even when confidence and discipline have not produced the results you thought they were produced, at least in the time frame or at the volume that you thought they would produce results. Are you willing to continue to show up every single day and do what you're supposed to do? Are you willing to stick to the script, even though the script has led you to a place that you don't really want to be, at least to this point? Are you willing to do your job, show up every day, even when you have juicier, tougher, more tempting options? Are you willing to show up and do what you're supposed to do, even when there's a more tempting option? That is mental toughness. Doing what's right, even when no one would know that you did the opposite of what's right. All of those are measures of mental toughness. That's why this is a mental toughness topic. Now, knowing that none of us is perfect, you don't have to hold yourself to be 100% on this topic, because none of us is always going to be 100% on anything, or at least not on something like this on a long-term basis, let's put it that way. But you can have an ideal to aspire to. If you have something to aspire to, at least you'll know when you're not quite there and you know you need to get back on track. It's the person who doesn't know that they're off track, or the person who gets off track and they're okay with it. Those are the people who are in real trouble. Point number three. If you really feel you have earned something and you haven't gotten it, you feel the situation you're in is extremely unfair and you think it's really an impossible situation that can't be turned around, here's what you do. Go somewhere else and get what you need. Whatever you're not getting there, go get it somewhere else. Now, if you can't go somewhere else, or you feel like it wouldn't be wise to go somewhere else, or you feel like the timing's not right, you don't have the resources to go somewhere else, here's what you do. Shut the hell up and keep working. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.